Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.
Well, good evening to you and welcome to the second and final hour of this show. It is a Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. It is the 17th of February 2025. Thank you so much for joining us. You know that every Monday we do this thing called personal finance because we love conversations about money. We do think that they are very, very important. And so every single Monday, we focus just a little bit on personal finance. And if you want to join us, firstly, if you don't know the number by now, Bogupi. +27734703520. That is +27734703520. That is the number that you can use. Today, we're talking about the purpose of saving. I think this is an important conversation because we are always told, save, save, save. For what? So what's the purpose of saving? And a lot of people are like, I'm not saving because I don't know why. Then there's people who say, oh, no, you need to save. So saving money is one of the essential aspects of building wealth and having a secure financial future. So putting aside a sum of money in a systematic manner can help you steer out of many hurdles and obstacles that life often throws at us. It's pretty simple and straightforward, but many people still struggle with the how. So that's exactly why Mrs. Puti is here to help us understand, and she's joining us this evening. Good evening, ma'am. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fantastic. Are you well?
Very well, thank you.
You sound like you're on top of the world. So clearly the year 2025 has started off on a good note for you.
I hope so. And I hope to keep it this way.
It should stay this way, right?
Yes.
Did you have like a good time to rest for 2024 December and all?
I tried my best.
Okay.
But, you know, for me, it's the intentions that you set.
Yeah.
Life happens, but if your intentions is to keep doing well, you will continue doing well.
Yes, that's very true. That's very true. And 2025, apparently, some people have dubbed it 2020 Thrive or 2020 High Five. I'm not sure which one is correct. But how have you seen or what are you seeing for 2025? Are you thriving? Are you high-fiving? What's happening?
I think the intention is to thrive.
It is thrive, okay. So yeah, the thriving gang, when you are 2020 thriving this year.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, thank you so much, ma'am, once again for joining us. We really appreciate your time. We're talking about the purpose of saving. I think you're here to help me, first of all, understand why are we are always told that we should be saving and all that. But before we get into that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, what tickles your fancy, what keeps you up at night?
Yeah, okay. Many things. So, first of all, professionally, I'm a chartered accountant.
Yes.
And I'm a coach.
Okay.
I'm a business coach and a financial resilience strategist.
Okay.
And yeah, I think personally, I'm a wife.
Yeah.
Very proud wife.
Yeah.
And a mother.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
And a businesswoman.
Yes. Fantastic. Yes. Love it. It seems like we are in an age where people are this and that and that and that. It sounds really nice, eh?
It does.
And I sit here and look at people like, you're like, hey, naming Zofi, guys, I want to be this and that, plus that and a bit of that as well. That seems to be what life is these days, eh?
Mm-hmm. The opportunities are endless. Eh?
The opportunities are endless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really amazing. Okay. Thank you once again for joining us. Now, I want us to then start here. Saving. What's your definition of saving and how do you understand it?
A simple thing. Mm. Saving is about planning.
It's about planning. Okay.
And for me, I think the most prepared always wins. Right?
Okay.
And so it's about planning for your spending and the making sure that you're most prepared for whatever eventualities. I avoid using the word saving.
Okay.
Nah?
Okay.
Because mentally, right?
Yeah.
Saving sounds restrictive.
It does. You know, it does.
Sounds boring.
Yeah.
And I think when I say planning, it puts the control back into your hands, and it says you are thoughtful, you're diligent, and you're a better steward of your resources.
And we all want to be characterized as diligent, as smart.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to be called something else. So I love that analogy. But do you think that the terms that we use are the ones that perhaps, you know, almost deter people and feel like this is not for me, when in fact, if you come to think about it, that I am smart, I am clever, I'm planning, maybe that's what will make people pick up on this savings thing. Because South Africa is what, you'll correct me, 5% savings rate or thereabouts. Yeah. We are bad at this saving thing, but it sounds really nice the way you put it, actually.
Absolutely. Look, I'm a mindset coach as well.
Yeah.
So mindset has everything to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Overwhelm is one thing, or is the greatest enemy of progress. So you're hearing savings percentages, savings months. It's all about planning.
Yeah.
You plan every day. You plan what you're going to eat at the end of the day.
Yes.
You plan for trips.
Yes.
You see, I think if you use words and terms that are more comfortable.
Okay.
It's a hack.
Okay.
It's a life hack.
Okay. So I think I'm going to just, you know, pick from that book of yours. And from now on, I'm not saving. I am planning. I'm planning. That's what I'm doing. No longer saving.
Because you're smart. I'm smart and I'm in control.
Diligent. I'm in control. I'm all sorts of nice things. I like nice things, by the way. So this really sounds really nice for me. So so I really like that. Okay, so we are planning. We are diligent. And we are smart. And we are really in control of our finances. Is there a good time to start saving?
Look, there's a Chinese proverb that says, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago.
20 years ago, yep.
The next best time
is now. Yep.
You can start at any time.
Mm.
That's it. Don't even think, I've wasted 15 years. Mm. I'm almost 60 years. Just start. It's better than nothing. I mean, the good book tells us that before you start on any project, you must plan for it.
Yeah.
Not say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Planning is a big core of who you are, especially as a believer.
Mm.
Or as a person who's saved. You understand?
Mm.
So when you look at it, start today.
Mm.
Instead of buying whatever you're thinking about, put it in a savings account.
Yeah, yeah.
And the banking institutions have made it so much easier.
Yeah, they have.
Just start.
They have.
Yeah.
Are we not simplifying this thing by saying just start? Because you go everywhere, business, they say just start. You go to you know, other schooling or academy, they just tell you just start. It looks difficult, just start. Are we not oversimplifying the starting thing?
I think it's the way it is. There is no other way.
Okay.
Because, you know, in the olden days, if you think about it, you would probably have to make an appointment.
Yes.
Or go queue in a long line at the bank.
Yes.
Take your ID book. You know, you don't have the time.
Yeah.
You've got banking apps.
Yeah.
We've got, so it's made it so much easier. So simplifying it, and I think it was progress, you know, in life or whatever.
Yeah.
Technology, all of that. We're used to convenience, right? And even savings or saving is also convenient.
Convenient.
Yes, just do it.
Just do it. It's like that other sneaker brand. We won't say it, but it's that other sneaker brand. So when you are wearing that sneaker brand, you must do what that sneaker brand is saying. I'm just adding, piggybacking from what you're saying.
Yes.
Instead of just wearing it, you must also do it, like they say. Just start. Just start doing it.
And understand why. Yes.
Yeah, I was about to get into that, because we are often told that when you are saving, you must have a goal, a particular goal in mind. For example, you're saving to pay down on your house, the payments that you're making, or a vacation, as young people and vacations. But anyways, vacation and all those. So is there a need to have a purpose when you're saving?
Savings is good practice.
Okay.
It's like how you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth,
yeah,
you shower. You smell, you know, you put whatever you need to put on, smell good, and you look presentable.
Yeah.
That's a good practice.
Mm.
And saving it's a good practice.
It's a good
practice. Think anyone's ever lost out from having saved.
Okay. So it's a good practice. It's something when you start, it will definitely go very well. I want to digress here a little bit because I just want to then frame in my mind savings, investment. What's the difference? Maybe if high level, you can help us understand it. Because I want to get to then the benefits. But before, I want to frame this thing really correctly in my mind.
So the saving is putting money away.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And most times, there's many ways to do it, but it's just putting a certain amount away.
Yeah.
Hopefully for a return.
Ah.
And those returns are low risk, especially with our banking system, which is quite reliable.
Mm.
So it's low risk, low return.
Mm.
But your money is safe.
It's safe.
Investing is another key aspect of anyone who's in control.
Okay. Okay.
Who's diligent. Because investing means you're making your money work for you.
Ah.
In one sense. You put money away.
Yeah.
With probably a certain goal.
Yeah.
For a specified amount of return.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But usually when you say investing, it means that money is doing something.
Yeah.
With or without your active involvement.
I see.
With the intention to get a higher return.
I see.
I'm really trying to simplify it because we can go to the textbook.
But, yes. But I think the way you've put it actually makes sense, right? And I love the bit that it's money that you're putting away so that it goes working for you without you actively working and doing something to get that money. And savings, it's a good practice. Putting money away, hopefully for a return if you can. But at least your money is safe there, right? So low risk, low return and all those sort of stuff. So my money is safe. And I think for those of people with a bit of a heart attack, maybe savings is the thing. Because at least I'm going to say I call the mud. And then all of a sudden you drop dead down and all those sort of stuff. So maybe savings is a good one, eh?
Yeah, savings is a good start, right?
Yeah.
Because investing, there's different types of investment.
Yes.
And I think that maybe to summarize it, the biggest difference is the risk.
Is
the risk that you expose your seeds to.
Okay. It's the risk. There's that word again. Always comes up. Risk. So then, what are the benefits as we itemize them or put them in an inventory? And I'm using that word, piggybacking off accounting and stuff. But if I was to itemize then the benefits of saving, what would you say they are?
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind. Okay.
It just helps. Less anxiety.
Mm.
More than anything. Mm. And then I think you become more confident.
Mm.
And as you hear, I do financial resilience workshop. You just become more resilient.
Mm.
Yes, you can never be totally prepared for uncertainties that happen in the future, but you're a little bit better prepared for whatever eventuality.
Whatever eventuality, right? Yeah.
And key is the peace of mind.
Peace
you mentioned
mind.
Heart attacks and things. Anxiety and stress are a big part of our living.
Yeah.
Financial stress and anxiety are a big part of our daily routines.
Yeah.
And if you know I've got a little bit saved, you're a little bit even more confident.
Yeah, it gives you that thing, bounce on your step.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've seen people who buy coffee at this other shop I won't mention. It's like they've got a different bounce. It makes you feel a little bit good that you bought coffee from that shop. And I'm like, please, you know, it's still coffee at the end of the day. But I think with having a little bit of cash saved away, it gives you that thing, that bounce a little bit as you're walking.
You're less desperate.
Yeah.
You know, and key that we must mention is, as I said, it's about planning, right?
It's about planning, yeah.
Saving is more restrictive.
Yeah.
So if you like the fine things like you say you do.
I do, yeah.
Plan for them.
Mm.
So if I've got a trip overseas in the next 2 years or in the next 6 months, I plan for that spending.
Mm.
So I know that when I'm wherever I am, I put away whatever amount, 100x or whatever.
Mm.
And when I'm there, I'm not agitated. I'm not stressed.
No,
I know my
not.
Budget is X.
Yeah.
And I can enjoy my trip.
Definitely. Definitely. I love that. I love that. That's really important. So that your vacation doesn't end up sour now because you didn't plan for it.
Yeah. And you come back now, you must be borrowing money for food and for electricity. No.
Yeah, no, we can't do that, right? We must get to your point. I was saying to my friends that we need to get to a point where January is January light. You know, it's no longer heavy.
It comes every 12 months.
My goodness. Every 12 months it comes. And we all know that for some reason, but we all, yeah, we do things that, yeah. So you must get to a point where it's light, right? So it's planning, it's saving, so that when we even enjoy the nice things in life, we enjoy them knowing that there's no stress. I still have money put aside for my essentials and all that. Mm-hmm. Talking about essentials then, what if I earn just enough, right, to cover my expenses every month? Is saving reserved for me because I'm just barely covering what I need? Or is there a way to balance what some would call rising living costs and just saving?
Look, I have a motto.
Mm-hmm.
You pay yourself first.
Okay.
Prioritize.
Ah.
Pay. That's a deal breaker. That's a game changer.
Sure.
Even if just 10%. If you're making 2,000 rand, 10% is 200 rand.
Yeah.
Again, it's about what the habits that
the
you're
habit.
Creating.
Yeah.
And the mindset.
Yeah.
So later in life, when you're making 20,000 rand,
how
10% of that becomes what? You see, it's habits and the consistency. Those are game changers in any wealth plan.
Mm.
Yes, some start from 100,000 rand a month, some start from 2,000 rand a month. Fact is, just as you brush your teeth, you put on roll on in the morning, it's a habit that you must absorb and embrace, and you will never be like everyone else who's struggling.
So you're saying it's not for the wealthy only. It's even if at 2,000 rents, you don't have to say, I mean, so I can't do what people who earn 100,000 are doing.
No, you know, there's people who make net of 200,000 and there's brokers that don't want.
Yo.
And there's people who are making that 2,000 rand and they have something saved over. So it's not about the zeros.
Yo.
It's the habit and it's the mindset.
Oh, it's the habit and the mindset. I just want to piggyback here now. The mindset, what should be the mindset then? Since you do a little bit of also work on changing the mindset, I'm sure from your experience, you've come across your tabellos that are just so hard in terms of their mindset.
Mindset is the things that your mind is set on, you know, and savings. If you think about it, savings is about abundance.
Yeah.
That's why I like the word planning.
Yeah.
Because it's about preparedness. It's not about doing it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about abundance, knowing that this money is going to take care of me at a later stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, when you start thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have enough, you've already lost the game.
The mind there. The mind there.
What are you setting your mind on?
Sure. Mindset is the things that you think about, right? That you entertain in your mind. So if you entertain that I don't have money, you won't have money.
Yes. And your decisions, therefore, are going to be different. And remember, with the savings habit and the savings mindset, I feel it's also one of the bigger factors to avoid getting scammed. You know, get rich quick things. You understand? If you get to see your money growing steadily, managing your risk appetite, being in control of what you invest in or what you, you're not going to be taken for a ride.
By
someone who just comes and promises you things that don't exist.
Yeah. And there's a lot of those, especially these days. They are everywhere. You turn to the left, right. They are certainly there. Talking about then the mindset thing and shaping and changing our mindset on savings now, it's not, you know, the harsh, hard savings now. It's me being prepared, me being planning around my finances. It's me being in control. So when do I do the saving? Do I put it as part of my budget or I save what's already left? You mentioned something like pay yourself first. So Ingena, at what stage? Is it part of my budget?
Yes, automated. Put a stop order. When the money comes in, it comes on a certain date. If you, even if you don't work for a salary, you know the frequencies where your money comes in, right? So put a debit order or a stop order. They be automated because we're emotional beings. Right?
Yes.
So remove yourself from this process.
Set
it up and it goes off before you even see it. You do it for your debts where you're making other people rich.
Yes. That's true.
Rather you go back and renegotiate your debts. And you see, if you pay yourself first, then if you're making 2,200 rand is off, 1.8, then your life, your everyday life is set on 1,800.
Yeah.
And you make do with what's available.
Yeah. So does that mean then I need to if I'm literally at the end of my earnings, right? So I earn 2,000 and all my expenses are 2,000 and I want to make space for savings. So you're saying talk to your debtors and free up some space if you can so that you can start saving and putting money aside instead of just saying, I mean, I pelela la ingeni ithathwa bye thatha bonke iphelile.
Look, my question is, why are you spending 2,000 rand when you're making 2,000 rand? Why?
I didn't know. Because... I didn't hear this conversation. I was literally just trying to live, and I was told live within your means, and I'm living within my means. Yes, it's at the tail end of it, and I literally have one rand left, but I have food, I have transport, I just don't have savings.
Look, for me, it's the education. Remember, financial literacy is a big
thing. Yeah.
Because I'm saying, so I have a lot of young people in my family, right?
Yeah.
Who have just finished university, getting into the workspace and stuff. And I say to them all the time, you were living the past 3 to 4 years, depending on how long your university years were.
Yes.
On 1,000, literally.
Yeah.
Donation from auntie, from NEFSA, or whatever.
Yeah.
Now you get paid 3,000, or let's say 2,000.
Yes.
You were living on 1,000.
Yes.
What's the difference?
Sure.
You understand? Why is it suddenly not enough?
Sure.
It's a mindset thing.
It's a mindset and thing.
Another thing is the commitments. When you're planning, like I said, the Bible tells us to plan, to count your cost before you start.
Mm.
So the commitments that you make or you give to your money before it even comes shows that you're not diligent.
Yeah.
Shows that you're not in control.
You're not in control.
Whether it's black tax, whether it's whatever you want to call it, if I don't have enough, I don't have enough.
Sure. And I think it speaks to that emotional thing that you spoke about, right? We are emotional beings, and so we attach emotions. Oh, my goodness, it's black tax. No, it's fine. It's family. I need to give them money. They were, and then you don't have rent for that month.
If I can be harsh, you're stealing from your future. Because how do you promise people money that you don't have?
Yo.
You don't have it.
You just opened a can of worms right there.
You don't have it. What makes you think you can take care of Gogo and auntie and mama and brother? You're not there yet.
You're not there yet, right?
You don't have it.
Sure. So I need to go and say to them, look, Gogo, mommy, love you, siblings, like I literally jump over a cliff for you. But the money cliff for now, I can't. I need to really rein in on this thing so that when I'm better, I can then also serve you. Is that what it is?
It's not there. I make 2,000 rand, or let's say 2,000 rand comes into my bank. You go to them and say, I have 1,800 rand. Sure. 100 rand is for my light.
Yeah.
50 rand is for my transport.
Yeah.
20 rand is for my food.
Yeah.
This is all I have for you.
Yeah. Hey, that's a difficult one. I'm thinking about it emotional. You see, now I'm being emotional about this thing. And you're saying we should take out emotions from this thing. Okay, I'm going to try and take out my emotions. How do
you don't have it.
Oh, I don't have it. That's it. Like, the pillar up on you. Hey, Maras is putting Maranani. How do I say to her and him, parents, with anginayo, I don't have it.
Show them then. Show them your statement. Say, look, I don't have it. Hey, where does it come from?
Hey. That's a difficult
one. I want to help.
But I don't have it.
It's not there.
Yeah. Okay. How do I practicalize saving then for my goals, for whatever? How do I practicalize this thing? You mentioned automation. I think it's one of them.
Consistency. So the biggest one is planning for it. It's saying a percentage.
Mm.
1% is still something. 2%. And as your financial habits improve, you can grow on that, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Allocate it.
Sure.
You understand?
Yeah.
Plan for it.
Yeah.
Automate it, as we said it. Track progress. Track your progress. That also mentally gives you courage.
Mm.
It was 20 rand last month.
Mm.
It's 60 rand in 2 months or whatever. You understand? Psychologically, that makes you feel good.
Yeah, it does.
You see?
It does.
And have accountability. I'm a big proponent of, yes, maybe you don't have to tell, say, if in normal family where it's just you, maybe the kids and a spouse, let's say, to say, I have these goals. Financial goals, and tell them. You know, children are the most innocent, right?
Yeah.
They'll remind you, but mommy, why are you buying that?
Yeah.
You said we're saving up for this. And
exactly.
What does that create?
Sure, accountability. Yes.
And you're teaching them.
Yeah.
Because they're learning anyway.
Yeah.
Whether you're intentional about it or not, they're learning your habits.
Hmm. And they always observe. Eh? They're always very observant, these ones. They're like, yeah, you said, and now you are not acting the way you said. And then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose in terms of embarrassment. You're thinking, and the veil I did. And as normal parents would do, Nzokshaya, Nzokshaya. Because umntwana is reminding you of what you said, Nzokshaya, Nzokshaya. Parenting is an extreme sport, I tell you.
But you understand, it's about creating the environment supports your goals.
Yeah.
Then you naturalize it into your natural living.
Yeah.
Because you can't always be going upstream.
No, you can't. You can't. You know, you can't. That's a difficult life, in fact.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult
one. There's a saying also that says, environment is much more stronger than willpower. So make your environment conducive for you to say, hence the automation, the accountability. There's certain friendships that will no longer work for you.
True.
They just, you're just not there. Like I say, when it's not there, it's not there.
It's not there. Environment is more powerful than willpower, right? What do they call it? Tweetable moments. I don't know if you must tweet that. Environment is more powerful than willpower, right? Are there certain things I should watch out for as I do my savings account? And now I'm hearing you, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to open my savings account. What should I look out for?
First of all, is fees.
Fees. Okay.
So there's no point if I'm saving 20 rand a month and it's costing me 16 rand.
No, there isn't.
So your fees, right?
Sure.
Excess.
Okay.
Yes. And then the risk. Always manage the risk. Yeah. Is your amount guaranteed? And if it's not, what is the risk? Do you understand? You know enough? You see what I'm saying? For me, those are the three things. The fees or the costs. Excess. You're saving, and then they say it takes you 5 years to get your money out. Then you're locked into this thing.
Yeah.
You see, excess is, it becomes very important as well, you know. And do you understand what do you understand what you're doing? What am I saving for? You get where I'm coming from. So, for example, there's a lot of saving stock fails and things like that, which are good. That creates accountability, right? But sometimes I ask myself, what if you just automatically save that amount without the admin of going to those meetings, dressing up, you know, and then usually you get back what you put in. So some people do it because of the social connectedness, I guess, but that doesn't always work for some, for a lot of us. And I'd rather put it in a bank, let it grow a little bit more, less the admin of dressing a certain way, buying uniform, you understand? So make it easy for you.
That uniform part. Hey, mama, we stuck for a tan uniform. It's a thing. It's a status quo. Maybe it's intrinsic. Eh? Maybe they go there for intrinsic reasons, like you mentioned.
It's connection. Yes.
Connection. I want to be with people, as opposed to this thing feeling so cut and dry, and just automate this thing. But I suppose young people are more less intrinsic around these sort of things than automating, and perhaps that's what it is. I wanna talk about the access bit here, because in my mind, as you were speaking about it, I was thinking that maybe we should have less access to our savings, because when I have access to it, and these banks have given us that freedom nowadays, because I know a couple of years, if you glance back, like what, 10 years ago, you wouldn't be able to access your savings for that matter, because they would be locked away in 32 days. I know they are less fashionable these days, this thing, but the access thing, I mean, if Mbon Wuti, he 20, let's say maybe 15, and Kholang 25, because I have access, I might be tempted to get into my savings.
Yes, and that's where I guess the when you understanding yourself better will come in, right?
Yeah.
Because 32 days, I mean, it's just 32 days.
Yeah.
If you must, I don't know, you know, things happen, life happens. So perhaps one way of managing that is making sure you have a 3 to 6 month emergency fund, right? Where you actively, you know, in that account, my monthly expenses are 2,000 rand, let's say.
Yeah.
2, 4, 6, right? 8, maybe 10,000. It sits there available in case of emergency. If you have the discipline. If you don't have the discipline, I think there's different, these days banks are really creative.
Yeah.
You could have like 2 days they give you 2 days. Some give you, I think I've seen one for a 7 day or 14 day, where at least it gives you time to think and prepare.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So I'm just saying, remember, like I said, it's a mindset.
It's
when
a
you don't
mindset.
Understand why you're saving, yes, it's easy to dip into that and play around with it. But I think, and then the accountability also comes in. Maybe it's an account that you, I don't know, you know, just build some accountability. Circumstances are different.
Yeah.
A spouse, a family member, to say, you know, that account, that is before I draw it. I'll tell you, I know I'm just really being hypothetical, but I'm saying, when you understand why you are saving, it becomes very important for you to know, like, oh my goodness, I cannot tap into my emergency fund.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be left short, literally. Right?
Yeah.
An emergency fund is not putting money away and then you see that couch on sale that you wanted for six months or whatever, it's on sale. That's not an emergency.
No,
emergency
not.
Are those unexpected expenses, you know, your geyser burst, your tires need to be replaced.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
Yeah. Lastly, how do we increase our savings rate as South Africans? We are bad. We are really, really bad. We're just a consumption-led nation. We consume more than... All I'm thinking, pizza, I need to go and buy pizza. Yeah, ngisebenza kanzima. And so, I just want to go and spend. How do we elevate, man? I'm particularly interested at the macro level as well. How do we get to that point? Financial education, maybe, like, do we need to get it to primary school? Like, there's a problem somewhere, clearly.
There's a problem. Yes, you're right. We're a consumer society, and it's not our doing, right? It's not our doing. The system was created for us to want to spend. TV, we consume the radio ads. We consume the what we're bombarded with marketing messages every single day.
Yes.
I'll tell you, when you walk into a grocery store, if you've noticed, most times the bread is not in the front. You don't walk in and pick up the bread. They make you walk all the way to the back so that you go past all those other aisles and get tempted. They know it, right?
Yeah.
So the system was not created for you and I to do well financially.
Yeah.
That's one, right? And then two, back to my original point.
Yeah.
If you say you're a diligent steward of your resources.
Yeah.
It will make sense for you to elevate your savings habits, to stick to them. What does that talk to the mindset and understanding the why? Then you work harder at defending your savings journey or your spending plan journey.
Sure, we've run out of time. I want to give you your final thoughts, but as you think about your final thoughts, I just want to relate that this morning, for example, I was going to buy particular things, right? I had literally listed them in my mind and written them down that I need to replenish this and that and that. You're quite right. When I got to the things that I actually wanted to buy, there were 3-4 other items I did not plan to buy, but they were just by the door. So as I walked in, they were there. I'm like, oh my goodness, this looks really nice. Eh? Like, you know, let me pick up on this. When I got to the till to pay, I was like, but why did I pay for so much things? And then I realized, these three other things that they put it right at the door, these satans.
It is satans. You're correct. True. And another way to do it is have a card, have an everyday card.
Okay.
Where you put a certain amount.
Yeah.
200 rand.
Yeah.
And it must be hard for you to go back home. I know we have got apps and all of that. To go back home, get the other card.
Yeah.
You know, just environment. Fix your environment so it supports your goals.
Fix your environment. Any final thoughts from yourself? It's a beautiful conversation. I enjoyed it.
I love the Bible, Nam. I'll tell you this.
Yes.
Proverbs 22:3 says, a prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. The simpleton or the foolish man goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. It's about being in control. It's about being wise. You understand? It's about being diligent.
It's about being diligent.
Once that sticks in your head, it's going to be difficult to destroy that within 3 seconds.
Definitely.
Or a dress.
Definitely.
Or shoes.
pink shoes, for that matter.
Yes.
I have nothing against pink, but pink shoes, my goodness. and brown shoes with navy blue suits, gents. Skatele lama navy blue suits when
that you're paying for 2 years later because you bought them on account because you couldn't afford them.
Exactly. That's why again, chance those. But thank you so much, ma'am. I really enjoyed this conversation and thank you for your insights and God bless you.
Thanks a lot, you too. And thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. That was Sis Phuthi there talking to us about the purpose of saving and why that is important. We don't just do things for the sake of doing them. There must be a purpose.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.